This is Chris Vita, and you're listening to some songs from my new album, Honky Tonk Days, with the Country Boy on Highland Radio.
Goes. That's Chris Vita from his current album, Honky Tonk Days, and the title track. And back in 2025, I was looking for some new country music, and I was scrolling around and I came across Chris Vita. I think it might have been in Country Music People magazine, and I said, why haven't I heard of this guy before? So I looked him up and I found the album on Spotify, and I played a few tracks and I said, yes, I like that. So I got in contact with Chris, and we did an interview back there in late 2025, and myself and himself became great friends. And since then, he's been in contact with me, and he rang me a couple of weeks ago saying he was coming to Ireland with his lovely wife on holidays, and he wanted to come up to Donegal to meet the Country Boy. And I'm delighted he has arrived, a man true to his word, into the studio. Chris, you're very welcome indeed.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you having me, Tom.
And it's great to have you here. The last time we spoke, you were telling me about your music, but I want to get into it in more depth now. The album came out in 2025, but tell me a little bit about yourself and when you started off in the music business.
Yeah, man. So I started off young, you know, and played around a little bit. And I moved to Nashville fresh out of, I did a year of college and moved up to Nashville and got in the scene up there. And right away started playing 6 days a week and met all kinds of good people and recorded some music and started putting it out. And here we are now.
And your home base was South Carolina?
South Carolina now,
what
yeah.
What part was it?
It's upstate South Carolina. It's called Greenville, a little town called Greenville, easily, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And were you always into the country music?
Always. Always into it. Daddy got me into it real young. Merle Haggard and Waylon and Hank Jr. and Willie and all the good stuff, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And was your dad musical himself or any other members?
Not a single person in my family but me.
But I must say your dad had good taste.
I mean, he had good taste,
I was just talking to him there before we came on here, and here is a good old country boy in you. How did you find Nashville when you hit it first? Because it's a hard old town sometimes for if you're not known, you know?
Yeah, man, it was kind of tough, you know, at first, and I know it is for everybody when you first move up there, getting going and meeting people. But, man, I got so lucky when I moved there right off the bat, I met some really good people, like Robbie Turner. He's a steel guitar player. He passed recently, but he played for Waylon and all kinds of people, the Highwaymen and Chris Stapleton and him and Kevin Grant Swine. They took me under their wing and just helped me out and introduced me to all kinds of people. And, yeah, man, they made it a lot easier. That some people really struggle when they first get up there, and they made it so easy for me. And I got into playing all kinds of bars downtown. You know, you got Broadway, the big strip down there, which, you know, take it or leave it, it's a big city. You know, it's everybody can play there. But there's a lot of really cool places on the outskirts, like Music City Bar and Grill. And,
great out there in Music Valley.
Yeah, yeah, Music Valley is the spot. That's where the real country.
A mutual friend who I introduced you to last night, John Dolan. John goes out in every November and he brings a whole crowd out. It's nearly like a pilgrimage now every year. And
he'll
always find John. And he brings a lot of young country singers out as well, and they sing there in the Bar and Grill, and they meet Tim Culpepper.
Yeah.
I think they might have meeting you without realizing at the time who you were.
Yeah, I was a little fatter back then. I used to wear a fedora and a big old beard. Yeah, I'm pretty sure we've seen each other there.
And when you went out first, Chris, did you go mainly to kind of pitch songs, or were you writing songs at that early age?
Not really. I first moved there, I wasn't writing much. You know, I kind of really got into writing here the last few years. You know, I met somebody named Steve Clark. He wrote all those songs on my album with some friends of his, and we co-wrote a whole bunch of songs together. And then my buddy Cody Atkins, between the two of them, they really helped me hone my writing skills. And, but yeah, that's one of my favorite things to do now is write songs.
What I loved about the album is that a lot of the songs on it is the kind of late 80s, 90s shift, because remember back in the mid-80s, kind of country came back again, you know, apart from the days of Haggard and Jones.
Yeah.
Kind of the new surge came along, George Strait, the young George Strait, Alan Jackson, Vince Gill and all that. And all the songs in your album, Country Days, that I found on it was, it's all that kind of a 90s.
Well, because they were all written in the 80s and 90s, you know. I was over at Steve's house, this was years ago, back when we first started writing together. He was flipping through some songs in his catalog he had, and he said, let me show you a few of these songs, you know, I wrote and recorded, and they never got picked up by anybody. And he showed them to me, and I was like, man, those are some damn good songs, buddy. I want to cut some of them. You know, years passed and I never did anything with it. And actually, right before I put my album out, he called me and said, man, old Zach Top, he's doing real good. Yeah. I think country music is coming back. And I said, yeah, it's coming back. He said, maybe we should cut some of those old songs. I said, let's do it. You know, let's cut them. And we did, and did some really good recordings of them. And that's all stuff that would have just sat around and would have never been heard. You know, stuff that was written in the 80s and 90s, that time when country was country.
And boy, am I delighted you recorded. That's how I got to know you. It must be wild, disheartening, though, when you see the way the country music has gone. That, you know, I always hold my hat up, and I say, as I see it is anyway, it must be wild illusion for yourself who was real traditional country to see the way it's gone now. And if you, the last couple of times I was out now, we were at the CMAs, and it's just pop. It's not country in my view now.
Yeah, it's a lot different. It's a lot different. All the pop country and the new country guys, man, they're really doing good. I mean, I have no problem with it. You know, I'll listen to it every now and again, but it's just, I got that deep in my soul, that old country music. I love it. I can't get away from it. I'm still listening to Merle Haggard songs, you know. Why would I want to listen to Morgan Wallen?
Well, I must say, we had you up in the Lou Bar in Buncrana last night with John Dolan and his country band, and it was a great night. And we have a beautiful guitar here. I must tell you about the guitar that's beside you. Two lads here who do a show on a Monday night. Their show is sponsored by a guitar, Emerald Guitars. It's a Donegal company who make beautiful guitars. And they donated that guitar to the station through the lads.
Carbon fibre.
And who? Yeah. And whoever comes into the station, any guests on any of the shows are asked if they want to play it, they're more than welcome to. So you can give it a wee swing. And tell me what you want to sing for.
Yeah, man. Hell, I'll sing you one of my newer songs.
Good man.
I'm going to put this one out here soon. Me and my buddy Cody Atkins wrote this song, and it's called Must Be Drunk Again. Coming out real soon. I start to drinking. I start to buzzing. I start thinking I could use some loving. I keep rambling around. Must be getting drunk again. I'm just a looking for a good time. Trying to keep you off of my mind. When will I learn? An empty bottle always wins. Yeah, I'm down here at the old bar, and I'm looking, I can't find my car, trying to figure out how I'm gonna get home. So now I'm bumming, and I'm a-thumbing, I think I hear someone coming. Hey, take me home, 'cause I'm drunk again. Can't find my car, trying to figure out how I'm gonna get home. So now I'm bumming and I'm a thumb. I think I hear someone coming. Hey, take me home, 'cause I'm drunk again.
Yeah, I like it.
Drunk again.
How long did it take you to write that song?
That was a quick one. You know, a lot of times songs will take you anywhere from a few hours, a couple days, you know, a couple months, just piddling around with it. But we wrote that one pretty quick. That was one of them little 20, 30-minute songs, you know.
Yeah. Would you need to be in the frame of mind to do one? Or would, if you were out now and you were thinking of lyrics or you've seen something happen and you say, there's a song there. Would you do it like that, or would you set time aside for writing?
Oh, I mean, if something comes to me, I'll usually try to write on it.
Yeah.
As soon as I can, you know.
Do you know what I found? The first time I was out in Nashville, we used to be going down at nighttime down the main road, and I seen all these photocopying shops being opened, and there might be 100 photocopiers in there, and I was saying to somebody who was on the tour with us, what are they doing open at 1 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah.
And somebody said that's for songwriters that are out around maybe that living up Music Valley, Music Row or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And if they get an idea and they're writing it on the back of a cigarette paper, they might come in to get it photocopied.
Yeah. How cool is that?
Yeah. And you were telling me you have more songs lined up for a new album.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm thinking about doing a maybe like a kind of two-part album, like a side A, side B kind of thing.
Yeah.
Release five of them and then five more and have it as a kind of whole album, you know.
Yeah.
You can kind of do it however you want to do nowadays with the
technology,
streaming and Spotify and all that stuff. So, yeah, I got 10 songs coming out here real soon. Some really good stuff that I wrote with my buddy Cody Atkins and some other people. And, yeah, man, got all kinds of good stuff coming out.
Before Honky Tonk Days, you know, that was the first music I heard from you. But I believe you had a few songs out around 2021 or... Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah.
Had you an album or an EP? Or?
Yeah, I think I just put out some singles before that. Honky Tonk Days was my first album. And I didn't write any of the songs on that. That's all my buddy Steve Clark and a bunch of friends of his from back in the day, and Johnny McRae and a bunch of others. And I also recut Pine Box, you know, Doug Stone Pine Box. Steve wrote that song with Johnny, and Doug Stone cut it back in 1990.
That's right.
And he just got all the rights back to it and all the publishing. You know, after a while, you get your publishing back. And he got it back, so I went ahead and cut it.
Deadly. And over the COVID period, did you do any writing or did you ever go on Facebook Live? You know,
what we had to do. I remember there for a while. I don't remember the months and all that stuff, but you know, we were really busy, and then, you know, Nashville shut down. It was done. You know how many musicians are there, and there was nothing we could do. So I actually moved back home to South Carolina for a few months during all that, and did the Facebook Live thing, and you know, wrote songs and all that. And then when it opened back up, went back up there, and just it was crazy when it opened back up. Everybody was spending money left and right and itching to get back out.
Yeah. And is the music scene in South Carolina, is it good? And is there many country acts like yourself?
Man, I tell you what, where I'm at, Greenville is the little town where I'm at in South Carolina. It's like a small Nashville. It's like a little mini Nashville. And there's just so many spots to play. I play 3 days a week at this bar called Cowboy Up. I'm there every Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And it's like a little honky-tonk, Nashville honky-tonk in Greenville. But yeah, there's a lot of country bands and a lot of really talented people. And a lot of people have come out of that area. Aaron Tippin, you know Aaron Tippin.
Oh, Aaron Tippin,
he's from he's from Traveler's Rest. That's about 20 minutes from there. And Marcus King, he's from Spartanburg right above us. And Marshall Tucker, they're from Spartanburg area. But yeah, man, there's been a whole lot of people come out of that area. And there's a lot of talent, a lot of places to play.
And Kamara, this is your first time to Ireland. What brought the Ireland trip on?
My wife said, I want to go to Ireland. And I said, all right, let's do it. That was it. We talked about it for a little while, and we planned it out. And that's when I got in touch with you and said, Tommy, I got to come up here and see you, buddy.
And is it everything you expected?
So much better. We've had the most gorgeous weather. I heard that it was raining for the first 50-something days of the year, and we got here, and it's just sunny skies, beautiful weather, and we've had such a great time. We've seen everything. The whole coast. And
you worked from the south up, didn't you? You started from Dublin into Cork and Kerry.
Yeah, Cork and Dingle. Doolin was beautiful.
Yeah.
And on up here, it was a great trip. Everything we saw, we just absolutely loved it.
Everywhere over here is lovely when you get the good weather.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a different story on a wet hole day.
Yeah, yeah.
And what about, were you impressed with the honky-tonk up in Buncrana last night?
Oh, man, I told John last night, I said, man, y'all are like a Nashville band. It'd be even better. You know, they knew all the songs, everything I called, they knew it like that. And, man, they played their butts off. It was great.
John Dolan can play anything, you know. He plays the keyboards, he plays the steel guitar, he plays the fiddle, and if there's anything else put in front of him, he'll play it.
Yeah.
Or have a go at it anyway, and he'll master it.
Yeah, I've seen Danny Muhammad up in Nashville and Mike Bork. They do the, I know you know them, they do the steel guitar, and then they have their telly, you know, they'll switch back and forth, but I've never seen anybody do the piano and the steel. That's something else right there. That was awesome.
Mary, you were telling me before we came on air, just outside, you were telling me you've wrote songs that a few other artists are recording as well. The Reeves Brothers. When did that come about?
So me and my buddy Cody wrote that song. I don't know. It's probably been a few years now we wrote it. And I did a little demo of it with my buddy Danny Muhammad I was just talking about.
Yeah.
And we put it on our Instagram story. And Cody's real good friends with Matt and Cole, the Reeves Brothers. And they said, man, we gotta cut that song. And Cody said, cut it, you know? And they did, and boy, they did a killer version of it. But yeah, it's on Spotify and everything. Man, the Reeves Brothers are killer.
They're very good.
Yeah.
Come here, you have the guitar there still. Give us another old song and tell us what you want to do.
Yeah, I'll play that song right there, the one the Reeves Brothers cut.
Yeah, it's a great song. You let me hear it just before we came on here.
Yeah. This is one of those, another one of those songs that we wrote in probably 20 or 30 minutes. It doesn't happen very often.
Yeah.
But when it does, man, it's something special. This one's called If I Didn't Love You. I'd waste my life in a barroom, spend all my money getting high, down at the bottom with the drunks and the losers, too far gone to even try. I wouldn't know what to do if I didn't love you. I wouldn't know where to go if you didn't stay. I wouldn't know what to do if I didn't love you. Please don't ever go. I wouldn't care if I didn't see tomorrow. Oh, it wouldn't matter if the sun didn't shine. If everything I loved just turned to ashes, nothing would matter if you weren't mine. I wouldn't know what to do if I didn't love you. I wouldn't know where to go if you didn't stay. I wouldn't know what to do if I didn't love you. Please don't ever go away. I wouldn't know what to do if I didn't love you. Please don't ever go away. Thank you.
I love that song.
Yeah,
you know,
it's a good
one.
What
I was just thinking there yesterday, Chris, yourself and Willie Nelson share birthdays.
We sure do.
He's only 63 years younger, older than you.
Yeah, right?
I was only going to say younger than you.
Yeah.
68. You were the big 3-0 there.
Big 3-0. I woke up and I felt it in my back. My knees started popping. Got grays coming in now.
But you're still above the ground. Like, well, he's great always hanging out, isn't he? All the years.
Yeah.
And I just hear also on the 27th era, another great loss to the country music scene, David Allan Coe.
David Allan
away.
Coe, he sure did.
He was 83. Met him years ago over at the country festival in Wembley, and he was a real rebel of sort of a guy.
Oh,
well.
Yeah, he's the original outlaw.
And who would have been your favourites? I know Haggard would have been one of them.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Merle's my favourite. Him and George Jones, they're definitely my two favourites.
And I believe you have a big wedding anniversary coming up in the next couple of days.
I sure do. 3 years. Three whole
years. Your
lovely
wife. How long? 3 years married.
Yeah, 3 years married. I don't know how she's done it so long, but...
Oh, she's a great girl too. We met her last night, and she decided to have a quiet night tonight. You were up in Sleeve League today. How did you find Sleeve League?
It was very nice. It was we're not too big on working out and exercising, so
my
it was
you'll be well worked out.
It was a lot, but we loved it. It was a beautiful walk.
From
beautiful
the car hike. Park up that hill, boy, and it's nearly like going up Calvary.
Oh, yeah, that first hill, that was what got us. Everything else was all right. That first hill, we got halfway up, and she said, you sure you want to do this?
Yeah. So. Come here, what's the plans now when you go back home? Are you taking some time off, or will you get back into it?
Oh, no, I'm going to get right back into it. yeah, like I said, I play 3 days a week at Cowboy Up, and I do some private parties and stuff too. But yeah, man, I love playing there. It's a great little spot. I got a nice little home base, some really awesome people working there with me, and we got a lot of talented people come in and play, and we got all night long, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We do live music there.
And what do you do on time off? What do you like to do in your spare time? Have you any hobbies?
I'm a big bass fisherman. I love
like fishing.
Yeah, fishing and hunting and, you know, all the country boy stuff.
I used to like fishing, you know, until I couldn't catch any fish, and I used to get bored with it then, and I'd nearly throw the rod into the river.
Yeah, I do that. I do that sometimes.
But the fishing, it's good. It's good to have an old pastime too, isn't it, when you're, you know, especially if you're out gigging.
Yeah, I mean, heck, I don't have another job. I've been lucky enough and blessed to be able to do music and sing for a living for the past 13 years, so I'm blessed. Yeah.
Have you been down near Nashville at all since lately?
I haven't been in a while. I really only go up there now to write and record and all that stuff. But man, I got a lot of buddies of mine that still play there, and it's so oversaturated with people. You know, every month or so they're putting in a new bar, and they got four or five floors. Yeah. You know, and stuff there now that you can't make any money. It's so hard for musicians to make any money up there anymore.
Yeah, I remember the first time I was out, you know, the old music row was there, but now it's all condominiums.
They've ruined that town. It's completely it's ruined. I mean, there's still, you got to look, you got to dig for it now. It's still there.
Yeah.
But it's not like it used to be. And even when I moved there in 2015, it was just, it's not what I thought it would be. It's just completely different than it used to be.
Yeah.
Especially like that Music Row area, man, where all the old recording studios were and where all that great music was made is just gone. Condos, hotels.
Come here, do you want to say hello to anybody? I know you might have a few friends back home tuned in. Do you want to say hello to anybody?
I sure do, yeah. Mom and Dad, they're out there listening, I'm sure, and my sister, and my wifey's listening back at the hotel. I know my good friend Jesse Cole, she's watching, she's listening. And anybody else out there, I'm sure Brett and Cherry Counts are out there listening somewhere, and Steve Clark, Brenda. If I'm forgetting anybody, I'm sorry. But I love you, everybody. Thanks for listening and supporting me and all that.
Well, come here. I'm not going to let you go just yet. I have to take the news now at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, for sure.
Or attempt to hear me at 9 o'clock, at 10 o'clock, and we'll come back and maybe get one more song from
you. Yeah, no problem.
Let you know, go then, because I...